Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT is an incredibly powerful technology that can do an amazing amount of tasks, right? You can ask it virtually any question and get responses in a lot of areas, some of them better than others. But this has left a lot of people asking, how does ChatGPT actually make money, right? You can sit there and use it for free and it's pretty powerful, but how does it actually make money? So we're going to dive into this on the podcast today. There's a couple answers to this. And I would say, most importantly, the first one is that one of the primary ways that ChatGPT generates revenue is through its application in the field of customer service. So a lot of companies have adopted the use of ChatGPT-powered virtual assistants to handle customer inquiries because they can actually help them provide really quick feedback 24/7. So this has significantly reduced the cost of operating a customer service team for a lot of these companies because ChatGPT-powered virtual assistants don't obviously require salaries, benefits, time off, right? All the expenses that go into employees. So additionally, they can handle bigger volumes of inquiries at the same time. So that also increases their efficacy and reduces the costs. And so a lot of these cost savings are then passed on to the customer in the form of lower prices or improved services. Okay, all that being said, how ChatGPT makes money from it is that they offer an API or essentially access for these companies can use their technology and build on top of what they're currently doing. And when these companies use ChatGPT, when they use their API or their back end technology, they're paying every single time they ping or they hit the ChatGPT or the OpenAI servers. So the current model that is most popular is called DaVinci. ChatGPT is coming out with new versions, and soon they will be able to literally incorporate ChatGPT itself as an API model for a lot of these companies to use. And so, yeah, one of the main ways that they're making money off of this whole thing is that they're charging people to use their system and their services and to incorporate their technology into, you know, other companies' products. So another area where they make money is in the field of content creation. So obviously ChatGPT is really good at generating human-like text. And so they've actually partnered with a lot of different companies that are text-generating companies, and they're making money in the same way they did as, you know, customer service bots. These companies are charging people to write articles, blog posts, product descriptions, anything they need. And they have a back-end API access to ChatGPT as well. So the last way I would say that it's really being used is for data analysts and insight generation. So because it's an advanced language processing model, ChatGPT can analyze large amounts of pretty unstructured data like customer reviews, social media posts, and also survey responses. And then this analysis can provide valuable insights into customer behavior, preferences, and opinions, helping companies to make informed decisions and improve their products or services. So this as well, right, this data analysis thing that it can do is also what people are incorporating into their sites. So ChatGPT itself, while a lot of people can use it for free, all of their back-end capabilities that are available to incorporate into customer or do a company's products, they will make those companies pay for them. And the last thing they just recently introduced is ChatGPT Plus, which is $20 a month
They just launched it in America, and they'll be rolling it out to other places where everyday consumers can also pay for ChatGPT Plus. And the main benefit or perks that they, you know, they give is that it's available even when demand is high. So, you know, sometimes when ChatGPT says we're at full capacity, we can't, you know, use more people, or we can't take on more people to use us. If you have ChatGPT Plus, then you won't get that. It also has faster response speed, so it can actually respond to you faster, which, you know, a lot of people like. And then you also get priority access to new features. So as ChatGPT is launching new features and new tools and integrations, you'll be the first to get it. So the two main areas that ChatGPT makes money from, number one is charging for access to their backend, to their API calls, and to their technology for companies to use. And then number two is a direct-to-consumer subscription model. If you want ChatGPT and kind of all the perks of having it first and faster and always available to you.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.